B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This story I was excited to bring to you. I have two words for you. Cocaine bear.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
So cocaine bear is apparently in the roster of Kentucky Immortals. And the bear has become an official state icon thanks to a couple of guys named Whit Heiler and Griffin Van Meter. Cocaine bear was briefly famous in 1985 when it was found dead after eating roughly $15 million worth of cocaine from a duffel bag that was dropped from a drug smuggler's airplane.
$15 million worth of coke.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
But wait till you hear the way this whole story rolls out. Okay, so the smuggler, Andrew Carter Thornton II, was the wealthy son of an elite Kentucky horse breeding family. Thornton fell to his death when he bailed out of a plane, hit his head on the tail of the aircraft. He didn't open his parachute until it was too late. Thornton's body was found in a driveway in Knoxville, Tennessee. 9 coke-stuffed duffel bags were eventually recovered along his plane's flight path. Cocaine bear was found 3 months later in the woods just south of the Tennessee-Georgia state line, sprawled next to the ripped-open 10th bag. All of its coke, about 76 pounds, was gone. Decades passed. Griffin and Witt, also sons of the Bluegrass State, made headlines in 2011 when they launched a tongue-in-cheek campaign to replace Kentucky's lame tourist slogan, which was Unbridled Spirit, with one of their own, which was called Kentucky Kick Ass. A bureaucrat in the tourism office said those guys have a constituency of no one, Griffin recalled, but those no ones bought a lot of Kentucky Kick-Ass T-shirts. They encouraged Griffin, it encouraged Griffin and Witt to open up a brick-and-mortar store called the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall as a marketplace for locals to sell quirky homemade state items such as gold-plated KFC breastbone necklaces and fried chicken-scented candles.
I love it.
They also wanted their store to showcase unusual Kentucky relics, and that's when they remembered Cocaine Bear. All right, so Witt said, growing up here, I remember hearing about it a lot. Could it possibly still be around? Griffin and Witt spoke with the medical examiner who had performed the bear's necropsy. Even after 30 years, he remembers the bear. He told them its stomach was literally packed to the brim with cocaine. This is the guy who did the necropsy.
That's
on this.
Unbelievable.
There is a mammal. There isn't a mammal on the planet that could survive that. Cerebral hemorrhaging, respiratory failure, hyperthermia, renal failure, heart failure, stroke, you name it, that bear had. Did you just go awe about a bear eating cocaine?
Wow, yeah. This is a poor bear. It was just trying to get high.
The bear was stuffed and put on display at a local recreation area without reference to its awkward past. It found its way into the hands of a Nashville pawnbroker. He sold the bear to country star Waylon Jennings. Who gave it to a Las Vegas hustler who was familiar with Andrew Thornton. When both Jennings and the hustler died, the bear was bought by a Chinese herbalist in Reno. When the herbalist died, his widow kept it until she was tracked down by Griffin and Witt. She gladly gave them the bear, and now they have Cocaine Bear on display at
their
shop.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. How about
that unbelievable.
Story? Isn't that crazy?
Cocaine Bear. So did the... All of what would the cocaine taste like that would keep the bear ingesting it?
It would be the reaction that the cocaine gave to the bear.
Would that be it?
It triggers your
right.
Your endorphins
to
or
eat
I
that
mean
much.
Your dopamine essentially,
yeah.
and it just makes you you want more. And a bear, not being as sensible as a human being, might just go, I gotta have more of this.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't stop eating it.
This is so good. I really love this. This is so good. I gotta eat salmon. You guys want to have some salmon? Let's go and get some salmon.
And so Griffin said, everybody wants their picture taken with Cocaine Bear.
Well, he died a tragic death, but he lives on.
So if you're in Lexington, which my dad lives in Lexington, I'm going to visit Cocaine Bear someday. All right. A man who is known as Black Forest Rambo, who led police on a 5-day manhunt through Germany's Black Forest in July 2020, was sentenced Friday to more than 3 years behind bars. Last month, the man identified as Yves Rausch admitted to a court that he robbed service weapons from 4 police officers, But said that he never intended to harm anyone.
Just looking for truffles.
He was convicted Friday of charges of assault, illegal weapons, possession, resisting arrest, and hostage taking. Why call him Black Forest Rambo? Well, Roush had been squatting in a garden house on the edge of the forest last summer when police were alerted to a suspicious person carrying a bow and arrow.
That's Rambo-esque.
And the police officers approached him and asked for identification. He cooperated initially, but then he pulled out a pistol and took the officer's service weapons and fled into the forest. The incident took place in a remote forested area in southwestern Germany. He garnered the media nickname Black Forest Rambo as he had evaded police for nearly a week.
So he was doing it.
By wearing camouflage and hiding in remote areas of the sprawling forest. During his time on the run in the forest, he moved mainly at night, seeking shelter in ditches and pits during the day. His dietary intake was limited mainly to water. Over 2,000 police officers, supported by canines, infrared cameras, and helicopters, were involved in the search, and he was eventually arrested on the outskirts of Apano. The man was sitting in a bush when he was arrested. His weapons, including an axe and five pistols, lay in front of him as police attempted to coax him out. He struck one of the officers in the foot with an axe during the arrest and told the court during his confession last month that he had been driven by the fear of being arrested, describing himself as a freedom-loving person.
Well, that's straight-up Rambo.
So yeah. That is Rambo. Yep. And then we only have time for one more story, and then we will have to wrap it up. Let me end with this one, because we have yet another story. Two people were injured after pieces of a cargo plane broke off and fell onto a town in the Netherlands. We just had this in Denver the other day.
This is making me lose my faith in the aircraft, modern-day aircraft.
Pieces of metal fell on the town of Meersen after a Boeing 747 cargo plane experienced an engine fire shortly after takeoff.
We just same had another thing. Engine fire, yes.
It was bound for JFK in New York.
Was it the same style plane, Preston?
No, this was a 747.
Okay.
The plane's crew noticed an engine issue shortly after takeoff. The crew followed the correct procedures to investigate the problem. Resulting from this, the decision was made to the air traffic approval to divert to Belgium, where it landed safely. As a result of the engine problems, metal parts fell down in Meersen, and two people were slightly injured. One of them was taken to the hospital. Several cars and houses were also damaged. The safety inspector had added.
One of the pieces of debris almost hit Black Forest Rambo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would have flushed him out of the woods.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The soon-to-be dad was killed on Sunday in New York after the device he was constructing for his upcoming gender reveal party exploded.
All these things are becoming more deadly. This is what, like the fourth time we've had a story from widespread fires... Mm-hmm. Forest fires to people literally getting killed with the explosions.
The blast occurred at home in Liberty, New York.
Why not just tell us?
Killing Christopher Peckney and injuring his brother Michael Peckney, who was transported to a hospital. Another brother called the explosion a freak accident. He said, the freakiest of freak accidents that I could ever imagine. Well, listen, if you're handling explosives... It ain't that freaky, man.
No.
It's just, you know.
Do you know what I found out historically? Hiroshima was actually a gender reveal party.
I didn't know that. The injured brother was listed in stable condition. The family reportedly owns Robin Hood Diner, a restaurant in the Catskills area of New York. The family took to their Facebook page to thank followers for their overwhelming display of love and support. So now you got a child that's going to grow up
without a dad
and died in preparation for
this child.
That's terrible.
What were they using? Tannerite?
They didn't say in the story. Authorities say the incident remains under investigation by state police and the bomb disposal unit. Earlier this month, a Michigan man died after he was struck by shrapnel from an exploding cannon at a baby shower in that state. Of course, Steve mentioned the wildfire that took place. That was Tannerite, I believe. Good Lord. A customer has told of his surprise after he received a full bottle of urine as part of a food delivery during lockdown. This was in the UK.
You can get that delivered to your house?
Oliver McManus said he received the suspicious-looking yellow liquid in a meal kit from HelloFresh on Sunday morning.
Well, it was fresh piss.
He tweeted the company a picture with a question saying, "Hey, hello, fresh UK. I'll keep it simple. Why have I received someone's bottled-up piss as part of my order?"
Oh, perhaps it was from the other company, Hello Piss. Okay.
Look forward to you for your response on this one. Give me an address and I'll send it to you, and you can have a whiff in case you're skeptical. The company's social media team replied, "We truly lack the words to describe how sorry we are because of this.
Please send back the chocolate mousse."
Instead, he had been taken by surprise, not only by the delivery, but also the reaction on social media. Wow. He said, "The last thing that I would want is for anyone to get sacked or in trouble as a result of this incident. It is unfortunate that it happened, but I'm sure it raises some wider questions about working conditions in the UK." Mr. McManus added that HelloFresh had been very apologetic and were investigating. He said, "I just didn't expect so many people to care. It's all taken me by surprise, if I'm honest." HelloFresh had said in a statement, "We are truly horrified and sorry that the customer received the offending item. Given the wholly unacceptable nature, we are urgently investigating along with our delivery company how an open box with this bottle in it was delivered."
Mm-hmm.
A driver and hit-and-run suspect crashed on Friday afternoon in Oregon, was found to have a blood alcohol level of 0.77.
Whoa. 0.77?
More than 9 times the legal limit. I don't know how this person was alive. Police reported a hit-and-run crash around
there. Was actually blood in their alcohol.
1 p.m. officers found the vehicle and pulled over the driver, who they observed was highly intoxicated. The driver then fled and led police on a short pursuit before crashing into a concrete barrier about a half a mile from the initial stop.
I hate to say it, Preston, but that would not have happened had he been drinking piss.
Along with the extremely high alcohol level, the driver had a suspended license for a misdemeanor level DUI. He was taken to the hospital for a medical evaluation.
How did he not die? How at that level?
Yeah, don't know. Doctors say a woman, this is a terrible story, in Michigan contracted COVID-19 and died last fall, 2 months after receiving a tainted double lung transplant from a donor who turned out to harbor the virus that causes the disease, despite showing no signs of illness and initially testing negative. Officials at the University of Michigan Medical School suggested that it may be the first proven case of COVID-19 in the U.S. in which the virus was transmitted via an organ transplant. The surgeon who handled the donor lungs was also infected with the virus and fell ill but later recovered. The incident appears to be isolated, the only confirmed case among nearly 40,000 transplants in 2020. So it's insanely rare that this happened. It was a bit of an accident.
Do you remember at the outset, at the beginning of the AIDS crisis, that this happened once or twice with...
But it's led to calls for more thorough testing of lung transplant donors with samples taken from deep within the donor lungs, as well as the nose and throat, said Dr. Daniel Call, director of Michigan's Medicine's Transplant Infectious Disease Service. He said, "We would absolutely not have used the lungs if we had a positive COVID test. The virus was transmitted when the lungs from a woman from the upper Midwest who died after suffering severe brain injury in a car accident were transplanted into a woman with chronic obstructive lung disease."
Yeah.
"The nose and throat samples routinely collected from both organ donors and recipients tested negative for the virus. And all the screening that we normally do and were able to do, we did. But afterwards, they went back in and they tested post and they found out that, sure enough, nobody had been in contact. And it was just this very freak thing that happened.
So you had people trying to do good things. And that's horrible.
All right, we'll do one more story and wrap it up. Let's go with this one. After Phoenix police say a little girl got a glowworm stuffed animal from a thrift store, her parents reportedly realized that inside it were thousands of fentanyl pills.
Well, that's where the glow comes from.
5,000 of them, to be specific. The stuffed animal was said to be bought from an El Mirage thrift store. Police said that the parents handed over the drugs to the department. The police said in a statement, "Remembered to inspect all opened and unused items." No further details were made available, but 5,000 fentanyl pills.
Fentanyl in your glowworm doll.
Yeah.
Home delivery of piss. What a crazy, bizarre fun.
And, gender reveal parties where people die.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And that is what
our pets' heads are falling off.
in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.